Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Low line drive to left and skips to the wall. It is over, and Cal Raleigh is your 2025 T-Mobile Home Run Derby champion, the Major League home run leader, and Raleigh, who just squeaked in.
Good morning, Metroplex. That's the way we start the Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean and RJ on your home of the Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. I'm Sean Shreve alongside RJ Choppy. Bobby Belt will be back on Thursday for the Firehouse Tour in Richardson. We got Ross crushing it in place of Peyton Russell. And we got Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And the dream season continues for the home run leader.
Yeah, it does. And it almost didn't because of a crazy first round tiebreaker.
An inch and a half on the distance of the home run.
8/10 of an inch. Or what's the second number? Is that tenths, hundredths, whatever it is. Brent Rooker, his longest home run was 470.53 feet. And Raleigh's was 470.61 feet.
Man, I fell for Rooker.
That's like an inch. It's like an inch, right?
No, I didn't feel for him because of that. I felt for him because of daddy duty.
Oh, dad.
They're on the sideline. They show the picture of him, the wife, the kids all set up, and he's holding up the milk bottle. I'm like, damn, he can't even not feed the baby. Yeah. I know he's got some split responsibilities in that house.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got to feed the baby while he's participating in the derby.
It's crazy. But yeah, so 475.3 to 476. So yeah, it's like an inch. You know, which is crazy. Like, have a swing off, guys. Like, we don't need to be sitting here just dissecting an inch. Have a swing off. That's what the fans want to see. But he gets in. And, you know, thankfully, because he gets in, you know, he gets to continue this dream season. And he gets to go on and win a home run derby that, man, they've got to make some changes to this thing. That the fact that you just, I'm getting dizzy trying to follow the baseball.
I saw you in some Tolos talking about the camera angle.
I mean, like,
okay, explain how it used to be done, what is done, and what you think should be done. We used to follow the entire screen on the hitter, and we used to follow every single ball on the main screen.
Right. So as soon as the hitter would swing, the camera would pan to the baseball. And you would see this majestic ball flying through the air. Josh Hamilton, 5,000 feet. And, you know, then the hitter would get up there and take his time, and it took forever. And you had these six-hour home run derbies, and it was too long. Yep. I get it. It was too long. So now they've done it where it's timed. It's 3 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever. And, you know, you get, now they've also limited it to, in the first round, I think it's 40 pitches. And then it goes down to 27, whatever. So they've changed that up. But now, because it's so fast, you don't get to see the majestic fly ball because they've already thrown the next pitch. And they're doing a split screen.
You got to follow where the ball lands and then the contact of the next swing to judge whether it's getting out.
Yeah, and because they're shown on a split screen where the ball flies out, half the time it's like, it looks like it's sideways. It looks like it's not even a real ball flight. So they got to figure something out. I would just go back to the old way, and if you want to speed things up, you know, just limit the amount of pitches. And like, hey, like part of this is you got to get a guy to get the ball over the plate. You get 30 pitches, 40 pitches. I don't know, but this isn't it. This is just guys swinging bats, you know, and it's like that's not as fun. It was fun when you used to see Sammy Sosa hit the scoreboard in Milwaukee. You know, in the center field where the ball just...
Or last night, it hit in the top of the building.
Yeah, it was O'Neill Cruz, I think, hit the top of the building. Like, that should be a stop-down moment where the whole thing stops, take a pause, like everyone laughs, like, oh my God, this is great.
Because
oh
they're swinging, and half the time, the guy's not even look up and following the ball. He's resetting. He knows he got it. He looks down. His head doesn't even travel up into the stands, and then he's just rearing back into position to get ready for the next one because of the speed aspect.
And, you know, because of the speed aspect, you're in a groove. So in the finals, Junior Caminero's in the finals, and he's on a tear. Well, some little twerp out in the outfield.
This is awesome.
Robs him of a home run, and he's like, no, I got that.
And the guy on the call, dang it.
Was it Ravitch? Eduardo Perez?
Eduardo Perez. I think Eduardo overstepped for a second, realized, hey, it's a kid, kind of like the fan in the crowd. What are you going to do? You're going to try to make a play on the ball. Yeah. And then he goes, at the end of the day, they're just kids. But at first he goes, he's not out there for that.
Yeah.
He's not out there for that. I was like, dude, relax. Calm down. I was not thinking we had a Jeffrey Mayer moment.
No.
They counted the home run. As long as we got it right.
Yeah.
As long as they got it right. That's what Eduardo said.
So they count the home run, but he gets out of his groove because he was on a tear there. He had like 7 home runs the first like 50 seconds, and that stopped everything down. So I don't know. Like, you know, like that's I love that they have the kids out there. Put a secondary wall up. Put like a short fence at the warning track so you can't do anything like that.
And then the dream continues with his dad, former D1 coach for like 12 years, and his brother, the battery mate.
Yeah.
So you got dad, Cal, and brother all there with the home run derby win.
I'm very upset with the brother.
Really?
The brother had a baby blue catcher's mitt. I'm positive my son is going to ask for the same thing. Because he's got a baby blue regular mitt. And I'm positive he's going to want a matching one.
Well, did he watch? Or it's just going to go viral, the clip?
It'll probably go viral. I think he was watching a little bit. He was probably playing it on the show, MLB The Show. But I know he tuned in for a little bit. Definitely not the whole 4 hours.
Cal Raleigh after the home run derby W.
It means the world, you know. You know, I could have hit 0 home runs and I would have had just as much fun. So I just can't believe it won. It's unbelievable.
So there's the family moment as McAfee is out there presenting the chain and all that.
He was everywhere. He was literally everywhere. I think he was the MC of the entire week. I don't know what his role is going to be today.
Is this game in Indianapolis? Like the MC of the city here? The host of the city?
Nope.
And part of that, Pat, I'm sure regretted, which we'll get to coming up in a little bit. Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm.
This guy, I can't stand this guy. he is a clown.
He's definitely a clown. He's fun, but he's definitely a clown.
I cannot believe he got put on the cover of the show.
I think it was it David Sampson, who was the Marlins president, said Jeter got you on the cover of that, which, I mean, he might have.
Yeah.
They were trying to promote the game. He's young, he's fun, good style.
But he's been a letdown since that. He hasn't done anything to live up to that.
No, I mean, he made the All-Star team this year. I think he's got like 18 or 20 home runs or something.
Oh.
I did not realize he had that many.
Yeah.
He'd be leading the Rangers in home runs.
Well, what he did last night may lead the Rangers in home runs because he hit 3. He hit 3 with this awesome, you know, demon bat that he had. He's got 17 home runs.
Wow.
So okay.
I went and looked. I was like,
24 last year, a 250 career average.
Yeah, he's not a home run hitter, right? You know, like he's not a home run hitter. He was out there lacing doubles down the right field line the whole time. So I went and looked at the worst home run derby performances. And 19 times you've had somebody fail to hit a home run.
Wow.
And some big names on here. Jose Canseco, Cecil Fielder, Ken Griffey Jr.
What?
1990 Griffey. Bobby Bowe, Daryl Strawberry, Mike Piazza twice, Gary Sheffield, Nomar, Jim Thome. Brett Boone.
Oh, Wednesday, tomorrow, 9:20. You have to talk to him about it.
Robinson Cano, Yasiel Puig. Those are guys hit zero.
Never?
Never. Chisholm has the worst performance since 2014, though. Puig hit zero, and then Brian Dozier, remember him, hit two. But it's the worst one since 2014.
Jazz stood up there, and I thought he was confused. He thought he was in a regular bat. Like, he took, like, five pitches.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, swing the freaking bat. Let's go. Come
on. Swing the bat. And change your swing up. You know, he's out there just trying to do this, like, line drive swing. It's like, bro, hit some home runs.
All right, so there's the Home Run Derby. You got anything else from that last night, as it was the only sports event taking place in the world?
You know, I do miss Berman. I do miss Berman.
Yeah, man, Carl Ravitch. I don't know what it is, my Carl Ravitch opinion. And he's been on the show. Appreciate him coming on. Not feeling it. Not feeling it with Carl Ravitch just overall.
It's, you know, he's...
And I don't even know the analyst that was up there. Who was the other guy? Who was the white dude? That former teammate of Chris Sale. Chris Sale popped on for a second. I don't even know the analyst in this thing.
Was it Frenchie? Was it Jeff Francoeur? I don't remember who it was. I think they need to go back to the swing off. I think they got to go back to showing the ball, fly out. Maybe let them use metal bats in this thing. That'd be cool. Aaron Judge, get your butt in here. Griffey did it like 8 times, man. Like, this is Shohei. Get in here. This is for this. We needed to have Raleigh, Shohei, and Judge in this thing. You would have 3 guys on pace for like 55 or more home runs. They did it in 99, right? 99 had Bonds, McGuire, and Griffey. This could have been on par with that, man. You could have had Shohei and Judge and Cal Raleigh. Like, let's go.
It was Todd Frazier. ESPN facing backlash over terrible Home Run Derby broadcast. This is the headline on Yahoo.
Oh, boy.
So they're getting called out for that. Viewers criticized bringing Pat McAfee to Atlanta to host the event and complained about awkward camera angles. Twitter. Is anyone actually surprised that ESPN could ruin the Home Run Derby TV viewing experience? The concept of the Derby should be the easiest thing for ESPN to pull off. It's easier than a regular game. Just show us the home runs. Somehow they can't do this. And then another, I can't believe they still have not fixed the split screen camera angles, waiting for the ball to land before the next pitch. It's an easy fix. It's impossible to watch. What a disappointment.
Yeah.
They're getting killed for what you talked about to start the show.
They'll figure it out maybe next year. I don't know. They don't know who's going to have it next year because the contract with ESPN's up, right? But they went back to the bargaining table. So they're trying to maintain and get this relationship continuing. And if they do, you know, ESPN does do the best job of promoting this thing, you know, right? I mean, they had the connection.
Well, the other network don't have anyone left on air to promote it.
That's true. But they had the connection with McAfee. They had him with Manfred. They had him hosting some symposium. They had him hosted everything. So you've got people. It's better than FS1. They just fired everybody, like you said. Where else are you going to go? NBC? Well, NBC doesn't do baseball.
By the way, 3 of the guys last night were competing for the... It's $1 million if you win it.
Yeah.
$1 million. If 3 of the guys had won it, more than they would be making this entire Major League season. Caminero, O'Neill Cruz, and James Wood are all pre-arbitration earning less than
$800,000.
WNBA-esque.
We've seen guys, I think when Judge won it, he was in the same boat. When Vlad Jr. won it the first time, I think he was in the same boat. It's like, you know, you get these guys. Oh, Pete Alonso, when he won it the first time, he was in the same boat. You get these guys out there who are kids, who are out there like, of course they're going to do it. When you make $300 million like Shohei, or $700 million like Shohei, you know, what's $1 million? Although that's his salary, basically, that he's taking home this year. Everything else deferred.
That's right. 877-881-1053 to get in on a Tolo Tuesday here on your home of the Texas Rangers. It's Sean and RJ with you. 877-881-1053. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. In case you missed the quarterback list that came out, we'll remind you where Dak Prescott ended up amongst the decision makers in the NFL. And what about his fellow players? This list is the one that everyone was talking about yesterday. Last year, Dak was 16th. Where did he end up on this? Inside the NFL on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys as well. Sean and RJ with the 6 a.m. Club. Just getting started.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On the Fan. Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ with you. Bobby Belt back Thursday when we take the show live on the road. It's the Thursday Firehouse Tour in Richardson, and we're going to feed you breakfast from Whataburger. The KNC Masterpiece is going to be hanging out at Whataburger today with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Did I just hear that correctly? That is going down in Frisco, El Dorado Parkway. Kevin and Corey, KNC Masterpiece. 10 a.m. with giveaways, including Whataburger for an entire year.
Oh,
so
baby.
That's the KNC Masterpiece getting you fed.
That's today. Our Firehouse Tour is Thursday, like you said, and that's at Fire Station number 1 in Richardson, 300 North Greenville.
Bobby will be back for that. Peyton is out on vacation as well. In case you missed it yesterday, the big list dropped from ESPN. Jeremy Fowler surveys executives, coaches, scouts, ranking the NFL's top 10 at each position, and the quarterback list was revealed. I'll just reset it for you. Pat Mahomes was 1, Josh Allen 2, Joe Burrow 3, Lamar Jackson 4, Jaden Daniels, the big talking point, at least for us, at 5, Stafford at 6. Zach Wolchuk said, suck on that, Bobby. Justin Herbert, 7. Jared Goff, 8. Jalen Hurts coming in at number 9. And Baker Mayfield, 10. Any major issues thinking about this 24 hours later?
I still don't like the idea of putting somebody at 5 who played 1 year. I know he had a great year. I just don't like it. I need to see more of that. It's just like I wouldn't drop Mahomes for having a bad year. You know, like I don't know that I would I don't like the immediate roller coaster that we do with players. Basically, like, if you're the best player in the league, you're the best player in the league. And I don't care what kind of year you have. I need to see it multiple years in a row before I drop you. And same thing to raise you.
Honorable mentions, C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love also receiving some votes. Kyler, Purdy, Rodgers, Tua, Bo Nix, and Dak Prescott. But that is not the list that everyone was talking about yesterday, at least that I saw on social media. It was the NFL Top 100, which I'm like, why are we talking about the NFL Top 100 more than this ESPN one? The Top 100 is more so of a joke voted on by some players. Not everyone does it. And I trust the players' vote a lot less than the executives, the scouts, and the coaches. A lot less. Now, I know you're saying, well, they're playing against them. They're the ones that are actually on the field. They're not sitting
right
on their rear ends like you guys, you know, talking into a microphone. But these guys don't get a chance to watch all the games, and some of them don't even want to watch all the games. Last year, Dak Prescott came in on the top 100 at number 16. Yesterday, he got dropped to number 79. So from 16 to 79, here is a little bit of the Dak profile, including some other players in the league discussing number four.
Dak Prescott's day is done. The Cowboys say the quarterback has a hamstring injury and will not return. Saw him just staring into space. Overall, an unhappy day all the way around.
You can't fault him for getting hurt. You know, it's not his fault that, you know, he had an injury, but, you know, he was doing really well, and he's proven in the past that he's a really good quarterback. So, but yeah, I would list him in the top 100.
Obviously, I was drafted to the Eagles this past year, so you know, can't be too fond of him or like him too much anymore. That's just the you know, part of the game. He did have a shortened season, and, you know, wasn't able to put everything out there on the field and showcase why he's a top 100 player, but. Everything that I've heard is he is one of the best human beings that you can be around.
Just being under pressure 24/7, be able to control that, great leader out there, a leader amongst men.
Pace and operation, the rest take care of itself. Be us, fast, physical, home, stay.
So all you got to do is go to the comments on Twitter. And I know Zach Wilczek got twisted up in all this yesterday, saying the comments are just wild. You have some saying, way too high, he's a bum, and others saying, what a credit to him that he even made the list despite playing eight games. So there's Dak at number 79.
I mean, it is a credit that he played, they made the list, even make it, even play just eight games. He was never the 16th best player in the NFL, like he was voted last year.
Right.
This is more about where he is.
These lists are so, the quarterback list is so fluid. That's why I don't really get that worked up.
So fluid. Yeah. I wonder where he ranks.
Look at what we did with Lamar. Like, no one can really go crazy if you've had Lamar Jackson outside of the top 10 or number one. I mean, he's a perfect illustration. He's been the NFL number one, according to the players. And then he's been outside the top 10 from the executives. Like, it's all over the place.
It's all over the place.
Look at Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels, we're probably going to be doing this about. Justin Herbert, we've ranked too high over the years. Jalen Hurts is always an interesting conversation. But I've stopped getting as worked up over these quarterback lists over the past two or three years.
I don't know how you can get worked up about them anymore. Like, they are so fluid. You've got your top two. Three, and then it's maybe four, and then there's like a gap, and then there's a whole lot of, it depends on the year you had. But I don't have a problem with Dak being here at all. I do wonder where he ranks as in terms of all quarterbacks on this list. I hate they're doing this by twos.
So I went and checked, and there's only one quarterback below him, and that's Tua. One.
Tua.
Yep.
So Tua's in the top 100.
I thought you liked Tua.
I do. I do like Tua, but I wouldn't say, I would not put Tua ahead of.
Be careful who you name, because that person most likely is going to be on the list. Who are you going to throw out?
I wouldn't put Tua ahead of Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. Yeah, Trevor's not going to be on here.
He's not. No, I know. Yeah, I don't think there's a chance he's on here.
But I would. I mean, Tua has better numbers than Trevor.
He does. I wouldn't put Tua over Kyler.
Kyler is not going to be on here.
I know.
But Tua has had arguably a better career than both.
He has. He's got problems staying healthy, though. That's part of it. That's part of it for me. You know, he's just having problems staying healthy.
And maybe that's why Dak is at 79.
You what?
Maybe that's why Dak is at 79.
Yeah, that probably is.
Nick Sirianni is not happy over the notion that Jalen Hurts was along for the ride during the Eagles Super Bowl run. Quote, I think that's BS. And he said the whole word. I mean, he plays the most important position in all of sports, ultimate team game. What I admire about him is his selflessness of doing anything we need to do to win. So he's not happy. He is not thrilled. The head coach, filthy. He said, you can go ahead and start naming great quarterbacks. I'll tell you, they're great receivers and they're great defenses. Whether it's Brady with Gronk, Brady's defenses early on, Mahomes with Kelsey, Young with Rice. The list goes on and on. Sometimes it's good debate. I wouldn't even say it's good debate, but it's debate that people are able to have. But yeah, I guess my first initial thing, it's bull S.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is the amazing thing that you can do here. This is the, is that it's impossible to prove, so you could say anything. Like, you could say, you could just say something as, well, you don't know what they're asked to do. Okay, that's true. We don't know what they're asked to do.
Yep.
And that plays into it. You know, like, we have no idea. This is the same thing that you could say about the Pro Football Focus when they're grading defensive guys. Well, you don't know what their assignment is. No, that's very true. That's very true. We don't. That's why this whole thing, this isn't technical. These lists aren't technical. It's like, oh, what'd you do? Did you, your perception, your narrative, I mean, that all plays. Like, Sean Payton versus Mike McCarthy versus Mike Tomlin. The narrative plays. This is the reality.
The thing that sucks for me in trying to tear down Hurts and say he was just along for the ride is his actual performance. Cover your ears, Bobby. His actual performances in the Super Bowl.
It's been tremendous.
He had 4 touchdowns in the first one. 3 touchdowns. Now 3 of them were on the ground. I don't know if they were all 1-yard runs. I forgot. He threw for 1. And then last year, he had 2 touchdowns, Super Bowl MVP. So 525 passing yards in the Super Bowl, 3 passing touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns, 142 total rushing yards, and the career passer rating 109 in the big game. So he has balled out in the last game of the season when it's to decide the championship.
And it doesn't matter if it's in a win or a loss. I mean, he had one of the best games and a loss you're going to have. One of the best. And he was phenomenal last year.
Let's go around the rest of the league. Garrett Wilson, who I thought may have been on his way out of New York. I thought they were going to screw up and choose Rodgers over Wilson. He got paid yesterday. 4 for $130. That includes $90 million guaranteed. Schefter says it marks the first time in history a receiver has received an average of over 31 a year after playing only 3 seasons. He's now under contract for the next 6.
Wow. Look, I think Garrett Wilson's a really nice player.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. I the amount of people I heard on the radio the last 24 hours, TV or whatever, that are clearly Jet fans that just have no sense of how, like, he's good, but like they're putting him on the, you know, it's a push between him and CeeDee Lamb and Amon-Ra St. Brown. It's like, guys, can we stop with this? It's not a push between him and CeeDee Lamb.
No. I think he could be better than Amon-Ra, but he hasn't had the quarterback. I think Garrett Wilson is a stud. I'm surprised he actually had 101 catches last year. He's had 1,000 yards in each of his 3 seasons, and I'm surprised he actually had 7 touchdowns because I thought it was worse than that. It seemed like he and Rodgers hated each other, and I was hoping that someone in that organization would let him escape. But here they are. They're like, let's just go ahead and pay you early.
Yeah, this is what the Cowboys don't do.
Yeah.
You know, when the Jets are doing things the right way and you're not, it's not a very good thing. But I wonder, the Cowboys' issue, is it cheapness? Is it we don't see an issue with waiting? Or are they just so indecisive?
I can't do this topic again.
Right? But that's what they are. They're just so indecisive. Like, oh, we want to see it. We want to see all the tea leaves. We want to see everything fall.
My question is, like, fall. What are we doing right now in the dead period with Micah? Like,
nothing.
Why are we just like, all right, we're just going to, you're fine with him missing camp? You're not going to, I don't think, you're not going to win the negotiation.
No.
Are you just hoping that Micah's itch to be on the field in Oxnard makes his agent
right
give in to a degree? That's best case scenario, it has to be.
That's the hope.
Because you are going to sign him to whatever he wants before you start game one. You need him more than he needs you, unless you're counting on his football passion working against him. That's the only thing I can think of.
And look, if you think his agent's going to give in, then you really actually don't know his agent's name. Because he's not going to give in. And that's part of it. Like, this is...
Unless Micah makes him, but...
Unless Micah makes him. But you don't hire that guy to make him. You know, you don't hire Scott Boras to not get the free agency. You hire Scott Boras to wait until March... And everyone's in spring training before you sign.
Yep.
This is going to get ugly, man. You know, and Jerry's obviously taking the dead
period. You think
it's
going to get ugly, or we'll go a week, week and a half, and then it gets done?
I think that I would consider that ugly, though. Like, you know, you're getting into padded practices, and you're approaching the week of the first preseason game, and he's unsigned. Like, I would kind of border that on ugly. But, man, like, you know, in college football, they have a dead period where you can't speak, can't contact. I think Jerry takes it literally. He thinks it's the college dead period, and he doesn't even speak.
Have we seen any pictures of a boat, of a yacht, of the Jones Spring?
There's a tracker on it, right? Let's see.
You trust the tracker still?
I don't know what I trust anymore, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what I trust.
What's the last thing you got tricked by? Was it Centel?
Oh, yes. Over the weekend. Sarah got me with it. She got her. She got got. And I was like, wait a second.
She's following NBA Centel?
Yeah. So she says, whoa. What was it? Yeah. She goes, oh, LeBron got traded. It was either the Cleveland or the Mavs.
Oh,
I can't remember. And I'm like, huh? She goes, NBA Central. And I was like, was it? And she goes, oh, wait, NBA Centel. And I was like, car. Yeah, we were in the car, and I was like, oh, my God.
877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. So that is the Dak Prescott rankings. Number 79 amongst the players, not top 10 or honorable mention amongst the executives.
0 minutes ago, the boat, the yacht.
Oh!
It is at anchor. It is at anchor.
Where?
In the Cayman Islands. Prior to that, Italy.
Italy. I think that's the home base, is it?
It is in Napoli.
Okay.
That's where my family's from.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yep. There you go.
And we didn't go there.
You did not?
No.
Did not go to see the relatives?
We did not. My dad always said, never go to Italy to see your family. They'll ask you for money.
Not going to go up the old family olive tree.
No, I want nothing to do with that olive tree. We left for a reason, I'm sure.
All right. You got two television sports networks. One is ESPN. The other fired everyone yesterday. We'll tell you who is out next on Sean and RJ 105.3.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit Men's T-Clinic. Clinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fan. If you watch a lot of the first fake shows on television, you are in for a major change. Good morning, Metroplex. Tolo Tuesday with Sean and RJ on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. We got a brand new ticket giveaway for you to win. 720 Commercial Free Expressway. If you don't get the tickets then, you can get them at 9 o'clock as well. FS1 canceled 3 of their 5 daily shows yesterday, and Joy Taylor was the lead from the New York Times. Joy Taylor out at Fox as they cancel the majority of the shows. Now, I think her contract was up, so I think that's important to point out. She didn't get fired, just that she's not going to come back. Of course, she was embroiled in the harassment allegations and the accusations that she was messing around with executives. Another girl who was suing a former Fox executive for sexual battery was apparently told by Joy to just get over it. So all of a sudden, Joy Taylor became an absolute bullseye for all types of jokes and comments on social media. She co-hosted her show with Keyshawn Johnson and Paul Pierce. That's over. They also canceled The Morning Show. I guess it was called Breakfast Ball and The Facility. So
yeah, Breakfast Ball is a good name if you're a golfer. If you're not a golfer, you have no idea what that means.
Is that exactly what it is? Breakfast Ball is golf?
So when you, I mean, that's how I took it, because like when you tee up, first tee, you know, you get on the first tee, you get 2 shots, right? When you're playing with your boys, right? First tee, you get 2 shots. It's called a breakfast ball. It's like, You haven't had your sandwich yet.
Okay.
You haven't had your Bloody Mary. You know, nobody goes to the range.
Yeah.
So you get a breakfast ball.
Okay.
So I thought that's what it was, but maybe it wasn't.
So on that show, Craig Carton gone with a second canceled show at the network. Our guy, Mark Schlereth, weekly with G-Bag. I think he's absolutely fantastic. I would love to get Mark Schlereth on more consistently. And Danny Parkins. The Facility includes Manny Acho, Chase Daniel, James Jones, and LeSean McCoy. All 4, of course, former NFL players. So you got all these people getting blown out. Maybe this means the Playmaker can come back weekly on with us. I don't know. But major, major shakeup at Fox Sports 1.
Yeah. Is that, what, 9 people? Something like that? 9 people at least? More than that, 11. This is a big, it's a huge day for them. Like they got rid of everybody. They cleaned house. The amount of money that they saved, $8-10 million a year more that they just saved right here off the bat.
Well, I don't know what the payouts are.
I don't either, but like this is to me, FS1 tried to go the ESPN route where they just gobbled up all kinds of names, you know? And look, Acho's not a name. He became kind of one. We get Shady and Irvin and Paul Pierce and just Schlereth. I mean, God knows what they're paying Craig Carton. What they paid him to leave WFAN?
Yeah.
afternoon drive, valuable real estate.
Yes.
But you have no audience. They have no audience. They pay. You are never going to be able to sustain this. That's the problem with their format. They're better off just trying to find the next Nick Wright constantly.
Yeah, I think it's not. I understand why they did it.
Yeah.
Go with big names. But to me, they were retreads. I'm just going to give it from a viewer standpoint. I'm not going to get all broadcast business nerdy behind the scenes. All those shows can go. I think Craig Carton, I wish Bobby was here to lay into him. I didn't think Craig Carton was good on TV. I know Parkins for a little bit from Kansas City. I'm sure he'll stay around. That's Nick Wright's boy, so I'm sure they'll. And he's fresh off a contract, so I'm sure he'll stick around there.
Those are radio guys, though. You know, like, Craig is really funny on the radio. He's not meant for TV.
Yeah.
You know?
They were counting maybe on a New York audience.
Yeah, yeah. Put him on MSG or whatever the hell they call it, SNY. I don't know Danny Parkins. I'm sure I've heard him like once or twice on the radio. He's fine. But I think him is more of a radio guy.
Yeah. The afternoon show, bye-bye. With apologies to the playmaker. But Joy Taylor, whatever. Manny Acho became annoying to me. LeSean McCoy, all his cowboy digs, the sarcasm. I like that he would say stuff and be bold about it, but it felt like a bit. It felt like a character. You know, Paul Pierce can be funny at times. I don't need to hear Paul Pierce breaking down the National Football League, and I don't need to see Michael Irvin break down basketball, to be honest. I agree with you, though. The next thing to do is try to be barstool-y.
Yeah.
Find a big cat. Find PFT. Get those guys, you know, like, you know, put a camera in a regular room where it doesn't feel all formatty, and you don't do the same old tired, boring topics.
Listen,
with former ESPN people. We've seen them, been there, done that.
We got cameras in here. Just simulcast this. Put us up on FS1.
If you dress us up a little bit, I don't want to be TV dressed up. In all seriousness, I'm not really saying we could be on network TV, even though I think we could. But this type of looser format.
This is what they need.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And legit, genuine arguing. Like, not, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Like, when me and Bobby get into it, it's legit. When we have squabbles on the show, it's not fake. It's not deathly real, but it's intense in the moment. Or a lot of ball busting, like real serious ball busting, not network ball busting. And barstool-y.
Barstool-y. And then when the segment's over, I mean, very rarely have we ever carried something into the break.
Right.
Even if, no matter how angry we get during the segment, we never carry in the break. So you have to have that. You have to have that. They'd be better off if they just took a bunch of radio shows and put them on TV.
Yeah.
You know, 1 hour at a time they want to.
And now, Ross, did you watch the FS1 programming? Were you sorry to see anyone leave? Anyone you liked in particular?
No. And someone on the YouTube pretty much put it best. They were like, you know, we don't really like have like a whole lot of like actual sports. Like, I feel like most of my time with FS1 would be like a random college football game. You know, so like I never really thought of
NASCAR
it for
race.
Yeah, or I never really thought of it for its like talk show programming. So yeah. I guess that for me was the biggest problem.
I mean, they have talk shows throughout the entire day.
They do. I just never go to it. Like, I was just sitting here trying to find it, right? You were like, put it on. I want to see what's on. I was like, what channel is it? 217? 219.
Right.
Like, I know 206. I know, you know, 213 is MLB Network, right?
Yeah.
212, I think, is NFL Network. You know, you get your 240s, you get your TBS, your TNTs.
Can they, like, curse more on there? Can they go McAfee route?
They could.
Okay, that's what they need to do.
Yeah, they could.
I'm not saying drop F-bombs. They need to get just, like, that type of chemistry amongst guys, you know, like, who have been, or girls, who have been doing it for a long time, and you can be looser with it, and it's not as formatic, and you're not trying to be First Take. Go the opposite direction. You've tried everything else. You might as well. And you'll save a lot of money doing it. A
lot of money.
We would entertain it for maybe a little bit of a raise.
I only need one comma.
Sources tell Front Office Sports that on-air talents who could be in play as new FS1 shows include.
All right, here we go.
Tony Reale, Max Kellerman, and Kay Adams.
Going back to the old Max Kellerman well, huh?
Yep.
He left the industry. He's like, he's gone. Like, nobody's heard anything from him. What's he been doing?
I don't know.
No one's heard a word from him.
Didn't he go back to boxing? Because wasn't that kind of his big thing?
Forte.
That's his big forte. Yeah, but like, you know, he didn't show up for the finale of Around the Horn. There were a lot of people were saying that he was going to maybe show up for it. I saw an article that he just kind of like, you know, he's kind of like gone away, just enjoying life. He's made a ton of money. Probably have to work again.
Right.
Reality
is a game show host.
Yeah.
Maybe he can give strong opinions. I've never heard it. 20 years.
You know, Max gives opinions, and Reality, like you said, is the game show host. And Kay Adams, what is she doing now?
Up and Adams flirting with Shams.
Yeah.
And Gronk.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Like, you're going to overpay for Max. Max is making a ton of money at First Take.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's the format that we suggest and that we would go with. Call RJ's agent.
I don't have... Well, I do, kind of. I don't... Yeah.
Joe?
I do. more for modeling, acting. I don't act or model.
Modeling!
I don't act or model. I'm a hand model.
I don't know if it's good negotiation, sound strategy to start off going, I don't know if I have it. I don't know. We don't know if Tom Brady is actually dating or not. I can't keep up with this.
Dude, I can't keep up with this either. You know, he thought better. There was talk that he was on a Spanish getaway with Sofia Vergara.
Oh, my God.
Which is just, I mean, it's not fair.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's got 7 or whatever Super Bowl rings, and he had a ring on Giselle. Bridget Moynihan, I always thought super sexy. And now he was out there chatting it up with Sydney Sweeney at Jeff Bezos' wedding. And then he was on a summer fling with Sofia Vergara. And now apparently that's not enough. And here he is hanging out with Dakota Johnson. I don't know who that is. And Kate Hudson in Ibiza. And here's Tom, in his TB12 perfect tan, looking all shredded.
And apparently it's just even representatives are like, it's an F-boy summer, basically. Good luck tying him down. He's not trying to date. He's just going around trying to...
Yeah. But, you know, I said this to Fred, you know, last week. I think it was Fred. He's got a type. Like, some people like blondes, brunettes. Some people like big breasts. Some people like butts. Tom likes accents. Giselle and Sophia. Like, he likes a good exotic accent.
Okay.
But apparently... You know, that could be swayed when Sydney Sweeney walks into a room, who potentially might be the next Bond girl. That was some of the new news that came out yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, and I love a good Bond girl.
Does Tom drink? Remember the avocado vodka incident after the Tampa Bay won? I'm trying to think how much fun Tom actually is. Because he's not gonna cut it loose with food. We know that.
Right. But I bet you when he drinks, he's a lot of fun because he doesn't. I don't think he drinks it often.
No.
So when he does cut up, it might take him a couple, and then he is Bobby Belt on a Super Bowl party.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up. Is anyone missing anyone on the fan text from FS1? Anyone sorry to see anyone go? I think the resounding noise coming from the Tolos yesterday was, good riddance, see you later. I might actually want to rank the ones I'm happiest to see go. Like, is it Shady? Is it Acho? It's probably, I couldn't take Acho anymore.
Man, I'm a Longhorn, and I can't even stand him anymore.
Really?
It's just tough.
It just became so self-important.
It was. He does a really good job, you know, making it videos. I like that he does the videos.
I hate the videos.
The videos themselves, like the content of the videos.
Oh, you just like that he can hit record?
I just like that he is like.
What are you giving him credit for?
That like
he's inserting himself in every topic?
No, that he's like. Written word is dead. I'm going video, right? Yeah. People want to see videos as opposed to the written word. I like that, but it is self-important.
Forget about Tom Brady dating. Klay Thompson has taken over the headlines. Will that be bad for the Mavericks? And why is Mark Cuban all of a sudden changing his tone on Nico Harrison? That's next with Sean and RJ with a brand new ticket giveaway around the corner right here on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.